And we're now going to go to agenda paper 2, technical updates to the IFRS taxonomy, and we'll hand over to Owen for this session.
So hello everyone. So in this session I want to talk about some proposed technical updates to the taxonomy, just at a fairly low level technical issues that we wanted to present to people and get out there and say that we're planning to do these so that people know they're coming and to get your feedback on them. For the next annual update, we propose to introduce essentially three technical changes to the way the taxonomy is produced. To introduce data type registry change that's recently been produced by Xbrel International, to update Transformation Registry 4, and to change the way we serve the taxonomy to HTTPS. The impact of these changes, we expect to be fairly small for most people. We think there might be some specific issues that come up for software vendors and stakeholders, but most of those are probably fairly well understood by them already and reasonably simple for them to adapt to. And we think it's appropriate to adopt these changes now, partly because it aligns with similar adoption by FASB and ESMA. So the questions we're going to have for you are whether you have any concerns or comments about the proposed improvements and whether you foresee any specific problems that might result. Given we have a relatively limited time to discuss this, I wonder if people wanted to make comments now, having had a chance to see the slides, or if I should go through them.
Okay, thank you, Joel, for your comment. Joel has no concerns or issues on the proposals. Similarly, Suzanne is not concerned. Shelley's okay. Ashok, Peter. Ronald, would you like to come in with your comment, please?
Yes. In the Netherlands, the taxonomy references, or at least the location where the Dutch taxonomy was located, was changed this year in HTTP to HTTPS for one day, I believe. And we encountered a number of issues, especially prior or already existing instances refer to a location which doesn't exist anymore. So we had a hard time to review or load prior instances because they use the older references. And we noticed that in some development environments or development software, like in a .NET environment, we had a hard time to use the HTTPS location, because that's a secure location and didn't really work that well. So I was wondering whether that impact assessment has really been made and have been discussed.
Okay, so there's two points there. One of them, which you should clarify, is that we wouldn't intend to change where the older taxonomies were. So if everything's already been published would stay as it is and would still be served over HTTP. So retrospectively, things would be fine. It would only be the new taxonomy where we would update all the things within that to be a HTTPS location. So that's one issue. The other issue is, yes, it can be fun sometimes to get various developer environments to talk HTTPS properly, which is one of the reasons we wanted to raise this with people early, just because it generally requires a little bit of fiddling to get it to work properly. But it should be achievable, we think, by all developers.
Has that been,
Lewis, would you like, Lewis, has would that you been like discussed to come in with your comment?
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, Ronald, you continue with your comment.
Well, I was
please.
Just wondering whether that, I'm not a developer, so I've just heard, based on the experience in the Netherlands, that we had some troubles, and I was really wondering whether that impact assessment was made with software developers on a wider scale to really understand whether this is or is not an issue.
No, so this is, our, this is our first step in that process. First of all, to officially say that we're planning to do this. We'll also be contacting various vendors to see what they say. Having done it myself on a couple of occasions, I expect they'll say, "Ah, it's a bit of a pain, but yes, we can achieve it."
Okay, thanks. Lewis, do you want to put your comment?
Owen addressed my comment.
Okay, great, thank you. Bin La, you have a question?
Just a question about the data type registry 1.1. On slide 8, you mentioned the benefits of this new improvement is adding a new data type regarding the extensible enumeration 2.0. Can I clarify if we are using enumeration at the moment in the current FS taxonomy? And no, if we implement this,
after you.
Yes, and that's the first question. Do we use that at the moment in the current FS taxonomy? And the second question is, do you expect to use this in the future if you haven't used that yet?
So we don't currently use it in the IFRS taxonomy, no. We haven't got any concrete plans at this point to use it in future, but it would be nice to be in a position where the option was there. To be honest, from our point of view, the main benefits of adopting DTR, the data type registry 1.1, would be that it would be in line with other practice. So we would keep the various major taxonomies in line with each other, which make life easier for software developers and vendors.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got notes here saying that no concerns from Leng, from Kumar, from Daisuke. So can I ask if anyone has any other questions or comments on this? Owen, it doesn't look like any of our group have further questions or comments.
So given that, we'd just like to reiterate that this is a sort of a mention that we are planning to make these changes. For those of you who have contact with software vendors or are software vendors, please go away, check this with your staff, see what they feel like, come back to us if there are any issues that they raise that might cause any difficulties. So thank you all very much.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. So we're now going to end our public session. So, Simon, if I could ask you to end the recording now, please.